packing all stuff, and the next thing I was setting blocks, you see, up on the carriage, riding the carriage, setting blocks.
What do you mean packing off?
Ties and the rough stuff, you know, and saw. Then finally I got to sawing myself. You know?
You ever call it off bear?
Yeah, off bear.
I worked with sawmill when I was 16.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind working with sawmill, I didn't.
It was damn hard.
Oh, it was hard.
The one we had. It's easy now. They've got some.
Yeah, rollers and everything.
Yeah.
That's when I come to sawing, well, they put in rollers in. You know, I didn't have to. But I mostly set head blocks and stuff like that for. I never did off there too much, only just kind of. I've done a lot of hard work in a while.
Well, farming's hard enough work, I guess.
Yeah. All farming. You'll do more work in one day than a man will in 2 days on top of the job.
Yeah, my folks of all were all farmers. Daddy brought up on a farm. I don't think he left until after he got married.
I just figured this year I'd just work somewhere else. I could have been to work, but this cold weather and this hand, you see, I hurt that the 9th day of October. It hit this freeze off.
Mm. And how'd you do it?
Caught it in the cobs of a sorghum. I had a 15 acre sorghum this thing. Sorghum cane, you know what you make sorghum last night?
Yep.
15 acres hit. I was loading pumice, and the pumice caught my hand and jerked it up through the cogs. You see, what comes from the drive belt over is a power motor, you see?
Yeah.
It was a tractor. And it run my hand and other things right up through there.
At home, it's usually corn pickers.
Yeah, there are a lot of people. There was a man come in down there and asked the doctor, lost these two fingers off of a little corn picker right through there. He was a big man anyhow. I guess he'd weigh 200 and something, and he had all the big fingers, and yeah, them other fingers had swelled up. These boys up here looked as big as that cocoa bottle.
Mm.
Of course, mine swelled too, what I had to do. This thumb even swelled, and this finger swelled.
Uh-huh.
I tried to get the doctor to take that one off right there. He didn't do it. It might come out and be all
right. Well, it probably will.
I suppose you can't bend it or anything.
Mm-hmm. I can bend it up that fur. That's as far as I can get in there. Oh, I can work it a little.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I believe every time I go to using it, it'll bend a little more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I bet you'll be glad you didn't have to take it off.
Huh?
I'll bet you'll be glad you didn't have to take it off sooner or later.
Yeah, I'm going to have it took off one of these days, I think.
Are you?
Yeah, if it don't work right, I would. I hate to go back through that, but I'd rather, if it don't work right, I'd rather have it off. It gets in my way.
Mm-hmm. That's a shame.
Yeah. And boy, it costs you something to stay in the hospital. It goes around here. I don't know what it does down your country.
Oh,
it costs you something anyway.
I
was in there 3 days, just 3 days with that, and it cost me $107 just in 3 days.
My goodness.
Just for the hospital. All the rest of it.
About the surgeon's bill and
X-rays. And
well, his bill is probably pretty high.
Well, the doctor didn't charge me too bad. He did not. He just charged me.
Well, that depends on the doctor. There's some that really charge you.
Yeah.
I had one that charged me $175 to take my appendix out.
I don't feel that much for mine too.
The doctor just charged me $50 for what he done. I thought that was reasonable.
That is
pretty reasonable.
That hospital and, I don't know how many different things, everything that they could rake up a record. Some of them was $7, some different bills, $7 and some $25, and boy, it ruined the money in my little house. They had a bill there of $25 sanitary, and I don't know what they've done with that. I didn't see nothing about that.
Sanitary?
Yeah, $25.
Sounds like grass.
Yeah.
Well, what about